This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Sub-Saharan Africa has the world's highest hunger rate. The United Nations says 30% of the people were undernourished last year. But a new report says African farmers also have ideas that could help the world fight hunger and poverty. Danielle Nirenberg from the World Watch Institute in Washington spent a year visiting 25 countries south of the Sahara. In Nairobi, Kenya, for example, Ms. Nirenberg found women farmers growing vegetables just outside their doorsteps in the Kibera settlement.
It's a slum. It's depressing. It's crowded. It's dirty. It's noisy. But these people are finding ways to make, you know, their lives better.
The women use old sacks filled with soil. They cut holes in the sides of the tall bags so air gets to the seeds. The women feed their families and sell their surplus. They use the money to send their children to school. Last year, an estimated 925 million people worldwide did not get enough to eat. Half of all people in the world now live in and around cities. Researchers like Ms. Nirenberg are looking increasingly at creative ideas to feed those who are malnourished.
I think there are a lot of lessons that we in the Western world can learn from farmers in Africa, and what they're doing is certainly applicable to other developing countries.
Farmers in the developing world lose between 20 and 40% of their harvest before it ever reaches market. Asma Latif from the group Bread for the World says there are many reasons why food gets wasted. Farmers are without electricity and cold storage. They lack good seeds and fertilizer. They lack good roads. Ms. Latif says conditions like these keep small farmers in poverty. Danielle Nirenberg says more attention needs to be paid to protecting harvests.
Given all that we invest in producing food in the first place, we need to devote the same amount of attention to making sure that it's not wasted.
In Nigeria, village processing centers are helping farmers reduce their losses and earn more money. The centers process cassava, a root vegetable, into basic food products. In Uganda, the World Watch report says some schools are teaching children how to grow local varieties of crops. And in South Africa and Kenya, the report praises the breeding of local kinds of livestock. These animals may produce less milk or meat than other breeds, but they can survive heat and drought conditions. The report is called State of the World 2011, Innovations That Nourish the Planet. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Geraldyn Watson with Steve Barragona. To see pictures of the Kibera women growing vegetables, go to voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Bob Doty.